Felicity is up, dancing, throwing herself around like a whirling dervish. I'm going to have presidents and captains of industry, actors and gypsies, poets and artists, and men who will die just to touch the hem of my dress. You forgot princes, Anne shouts, giving a small guilty smile. Princes, Felicity shouts with glee. She takes Anne's hands, dances her around in circles, her blonde hair whipping at the air. Pippa is up, joining the circle. And troubadours! And troubadours, who sing about the sapphires of my eyes. I'm joining them, caught up in the swirl of it all. Don't forget jugglers and acrobats and admirals. Felicity stops. Her voice is cold. No, no admirals. I'm sorry, Felicity. I didn't mean anything by it, I say, straightening my dress, while Pippa and Anne stare awkwardly at their feet. The silence is raw electricity between us all. One touch, one wrong word, and we'll burn up. The bottle is in Felicity's hand. She takes a long, hard draw on it, doubles over from the force of the drink, and rakes the back of her pale hand across her lips, dark with drink. Let's have a ritual, shall we? What sort of ritual? Anne doesn't realise that she's taken a few steps away from us, toward the yawning mouth of the cave. I know! We could make up an oath! Pippa is rather pleased with herself. It needs to be more binding than that, Felicity says, her eyes far away. Promises can be forgotten. Let's do a blood ritual. We need something sharp. Her eyes fall even with my amulet, which is hanging free. That would do nicely, I think. Instinctively, my hand goes to it. What are you going to do? Felicity exhales, rolling her eyes dramatically. I'm going to eviscerate you and leave your organs on a pike in the yard as a warning to those who wear large jewellery. It was my mother's, I say. Everyone's looking at me, waiting. Finally, I bow to the silent pressure and hand over the necklace. Merci, Felicity curtsies. With one quick motion, she brings down the edge of the moon and slices into the pad of her finger. Blood bubbles up instantly. Here, she says, streaking her blood across both of my cheeks. We'll mark one another. Form a pact. She passes the necklace to Pippa, who makes a face. I can't believe you want me to do this. It's so animalistic. I hate the sight of blood. Fine, I'll do it for you then. Shut your eyes. Felicity breaks Pippa's skin, and Pippa screams as if she's been mortally wounded. Good heavens, you're still breathing, aren't you? Don't be such a ninny. Using Pippa's fingers, she streaks the blood over Anne's ruddy cheeks. In return, Anne wipes her bloody fingers on Pippa's porcelain skin. Please hurry, I'm going to be sick. I can feel it, Pippa whimpers. Finally, it's my turn. The sharp point of the moon hovers over my finger. I'm remembering a snippet of a dream, a storm, I think, and my mother screaming, my hand gaping open, wounded. Go on then, Felicity urges. Don't tell me I have to do you too. No, I say, and plunge the point into my finger. Pain shoots up my arm, forcing a hiss from my lips. The small crack bleeds quickly. My finger stings as I drag it softly over Felicity's china-white cheekbones. There, she says, looking around at us, newly christened in the candlelight. Put your hands out. She sticks out her hand, and we lay our palms over hers. We swear loyalty to each other, to keep secret the rights of our order, to taste freedom and let no one betray us. No one. She looks at me when she says this. This is our sanctuary, and as long as we're here, we will only speak truth. Swear it. We swear. Felicity moves a candle into the centre. Let each girl tell her heart's desire over this candle and make it so. Pippa takes the candle and says solemnly, To find true love. This is silly, Anne says, trying to pass the candle to Felicity, who refuses it. "Your heart's desire, Anne," she says. Anne won't look at any of us when she says, "To be beautiful." Felicity's grip on the candle is strong, her voice determined.
"I wish to be too powerful to ignore."
Suddenly, the candle is in my hand, hot wax trickling over the sides and searing my skin before cooling into a waxy clump on my wrist. What is my heart's desire? They want the truth, but the most truthful answer I can give is that I don't know my own heart any better than I know theirs. To understand myself. This seems to satisfy, for Felicity intones,
"O great goddesses on these walls, grant us our heart's desires."
A breeze blows through the mouth of the cave, snuffing out the candle, making us all gasp. "I think they heard us," I whisper. Pippa puts her hands to her mouth. "It's a sign." Felicity passes the bottle one last time, and we drink.
"It seems the goddesses have answered us. To our new life. Drink up. The first meeting of the order has come to a close. Let's get back while our candles hold."